Finish high school, study hard, go to uni, have a good job and a good life. It's a pretty formulaic routine that we hear again and again this time of year, but things are changing and life doesn't need to be like that anymore. There are options. The younger generation are expected to change careers 7 times in their life. So enough of the one-size-fits-all approach, because we're about to meet two people whose careers have taken a different direction to what they first envisaged, but who have since been recognised for their achievements. They've both been recognised at the Hunter Manufacturing Awards. Cara McDonald is the newest Apprentice of the Year, and Megan Crowfoot was awarded the Rising Star Award. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Oh, you're so welcome. Congratulations, I should say, as well. Cara, we'll start with you. Tell me your story. What drove you to want to become an electrician?
I think that my previous career as an exercise physiologist wasn't really working out for me, so it forced me to think about my strengths, my weaknesses, what I enjoyed, and I came up with being an electrician.
Mm. So you did that normal thing, finish school, go to uni, study, find a job?
Yeah, exactly. Sort of the normal progression that people normal, tell you that you should be doing, that you sort
this
of expect.
This is what success looks like.
Yeah, exactly. But with some thought about what I wanted for my future, I chose electrician.
Yeah.
And I did a pre-apprenticeship and really liked it, so.
What's a pre-apprenticeship? Talk me through that.
Pre-apprenticeship is, for my trade anyway, is a certificate too.
Yep.
So it is basically the first 6 months of the trade course that you would do when you become an apprentice.
Mm. What was it about becoming an electrician that it got you a bit excited?
I really liked that I could have a physical job and that I could learn how things work and be able to fix things when they break down. I think that's what really drove me into that.
Are there any similarities from the job that you were doing before?
I think, funnily enough, there is.
Yeah.
With exercise physiology, you have to fix the person, what's wrong with them. You have to use your knowledge to help them through exercise.
Mm.
Whereas with the electrical trade, you have to fix machines. What's wrong with the machine? You have to fix what's wrong with that and then make it work better.
Who are easier to deal with, people or machines?
Machines for sure.
Takes a lot of the emotion out of things.
Oh, for sure.
When you started thinking about this and started thinking about making that change after study, after finding a job, you know, what were people around you saying when you were like, hey, I think I'm gonna mix things up a little bit?
I didn't speak too much to people about it, more so my family and my partner. They could see that I was unhappy doing what I was doing, so I guess they were happy that I was choosing something else. But when I said I want to be an electrician, I sort of took them aback a little bit, like, why do you want to be an electrician?
Yeah.
You've never mentioned this.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's not many women out there. How are you going to be treated? But overall, they were fairly supportive.
What have you found as you've made that transition?
I've found that it's made me a lot happier and I just really love what I do. So working hard's not that big of a deal, really.
And are they right? Are there not many women when you look around your trade?
It's becoming more and more popular. In my workplace in particular, there's not many women in trades. I think there's 3 of us in my workplace. Most of the time you're the only female in the department, so we're still underrepresented.
Does that matter to you, or you just think, well, that's okay, I can do it, I can lead the way?
Yeah, exactly, that's what I think. I think setting a positive example for other women in trades is really important to me, so I always make sure that I'm proving myself and that I can do things that anyone else can do.
Yeah. What does it mean to then be acknowledged with this award?
Oh, it means so much. When I was applying for apprenticeships, I come across a female New South Wales Apprentice of the Year. I talked to her and I really aspired to be like her. And one day I hoped I could be half as good as what she was.
Mm.
And just to have an award like this under my belt just really means so much to me, and hopefully I can be that sort of inspiration and role model to other women out there.
And now that we're here, what are your dreams for what your future looks like within this trade, but even bigger picture, now that you've made that change once and you're like, oh, well, I can do it?
Well, I can definitely see a long-term career for me in this field.
Mm.
I think that I like challenges and I like challenging myself. So when I feel like I'm not being challenged much anymore, I'll look for another challenge And I guess my career just progressed in a natural way.
Yeah.
That I enjoy things at the time, and I'll see opportunities that present themselves, I'll just run with it.
Yeah. That, you know, the idea of an electrician as well, we might think of someone who comes to our house and fixes things, but it's such a broad range of careers and options and where you can go as well. That must be exciting for you as a young electrician.
Yeah, definitely. Certainly when I was first applying, that's exactly what I thought about, was electricians coming to your house, fixing lights and things like that. And then I did a bit more research and I found that there's more to it than that, and you can work in industry with lots of different exciting processes, and that really excited me.
Well, we hear a lot about AI, about robots coming to take our jobs. You're going to be the person fixing them. You're going to be the electrician making sure that their wires are all in place and that they're doing the jobs we, the rest of us, need them to do.
Yeah, exactly. And that's one of the reasons why I chose this field as well, because it's never, you're always going to need an electrician.
Yeah.
No matter where society goes in the future.
Safe bet.
Yeah.
It's 20 minutes past nine. You're with Kaya Hanley on ABC at Newcastle. My guest this morning, Kyra McDonald, the newest Apprentice of the Year. And I've also got Megan Crowfoot as well, who was awarded the Rising Star Award, both at the Hunter Manufacturing Awards. Megan, tell me a little bit about your story, because you had, as a young worker, you had a bit of a shock when you were made redundant. Talk me through that.
Yeah. So I first started working in an accounting firm. Was there 18 months, it was not the job for me. So I made a massive change and moved into a manufacturing environment at the aluminium smelter out at Currie. It was a fantastic job, fantastic team, fantastic culture. Unfortunately, the global environment, the age of our plant, meant that we were no longer competitive and the plant announced its closure. So started, there was 550 employees, and then I was the 12th last to walk out the door.
Oh my goodness. And how old were you then?
I was 22.
That is not when we expect people to be getting redundancies and losing a job. What were those emotions for you?
It was coming. It was coming. So it wasn't, we knew it was there, but yeah, it was pretty heartbreaking. You found a job that you love.
And in your community as well. You got to stay in, you know, basically your home patch.
So, you know, that was hard. But, you know, there's always something else out there.
How does something like that make you reassess and go, okay, do I love the basics of what I'm doing, or is this time for a brand new thing?
Yeah, and I think having had the role in the sort of public practice accounting versus the manufacturing environment, I knew where I wanted to get back into. So it took me a year. I spent a little bit of time doing the work at the stadium, now McDonald Stone Stadium, before I found my way back into manufacturing, now called InfraBuild.
So you're still in that sort of finance side of things?
Yeah, still in the commercial team. Recently changed some roles around so I can focus a bit more on sort of business improvement, which is really exciting.
Yeah, and why manufacturing? Why do you think you prefer that environment better than, say, that accounting firm or even being in a different private sector?
It's the process. It's making something. It's, you know, being able to make a change in that process and help the business see where they can do better.
Mm. Did you think when you were starting out, when you knew you wanted to work in this sort of sphere, that this would be where you ended up?
Oh, no idea.
What did you think? What did you, as a you know, someone leaving high school, maybe doing exactly what people are doing today, sitting their final exams, what did you think your path looked like?
I had a traineeship lined up, so I thought, yep, that's it. Here we go, I've got a job. You know, the thought of leaving a job to me was such a foreign concept. Mm. It took me a long time after I was, you know, not enjoying that work to realise that making a change was okay.
Yeah. What do you think got you to that point? Because we've had some people, I know that Deb has said this morning, I really want to do a career change, but I'm not sure where to start. I've got a fear of failure, financial security. I admire anyone who's done it, says Deb. What is your advice when you're in that moment and you're like, this isn't working, I need to do something else?
Don't die wondering. Happiness is the key to life. If you're not doing what makes you happy, then make a change.
Yeah. To be awarded the Rising Star Award, what does that mean for you and everything that you've gone through to get to this point?
It's super flattering, especially, you know, this category. You know, people generally sort of think of, you know, the engineers and the you know, people from innovating new products and that kind of team. So I think it's really great to be recognised that us up doing the numbers, we can actually drive change and help the business. We're not just there to, you know, be a cost to the business. We can actually add value.
Well, without it, the business doesn't function. If you're not crunching the numbers and making sure everything's okay, it doesn't go anywhere.
Yep. So
for both of you, a question for both of you, what's your advice for students sitting their HSC exams today who might be feeling a bit of pressure to follow that more traditional path, but they're like, I just don't know if that's for me?
My advice would be do your best, but keep your options open. You don't have to decide right now what it is that you want to do. For me, I wasn't sure. Mm. So I went into a degree that ended up in a job that I wasn't happy in. So don't feel too pressured.
Yeah. It's been great to catch up with both of you. Congratulations again on your win. And thank you for sharing your stories this morning.
Thanks so much for
having
us.
Thanks very much.
That is Cara McDonald, the newest Apprentice of the Year, and Megan Crowfoot, who is the Rising Star Award at the Hunter Manufacturing Awards.